Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, whatever time you're listening to this. But for me, it is a very good afternoon. Guess what? I'm in the glorious Peak District, more specifically, Crookston Knoll on Kinder Scout. Or I'm almost at Crookston Knoll. As you can tell, I'm out of breath. But there's a good reason for that. Over the last few days in the UK, we've had very misty, foggy weather. But if you get to the right spots, you can get above that. So that's what I decided to do this evening. Pack the bags, loaded three cameras and my phone. I'm being a bit extravagant with the cameras this evening. Two DSLRs and a GoPro, and obviously the iPhone 6 Plus. But I'm walking up the hill now, dashing as fast as my very unfit legs will carry me, while the sweat drips down into my eyes. That's probably not a very nice picture to paint, but that is what is happening. So, I think I set off from Edale around about 40 minutes ago, something like that. I've been filming the vistas and myself on the way up, and wow. I'm looking back down into the Vale of Edale now, and while I do that, I'll say hello to Paul Omani. Omani blog on all good social networks. Paul, it's looking stunning. Graham, you should be here tonight, mate. You really should. The mist is rolling over near Hollins Cross, and in between Mamtor and Backtor, and even in between Backtor and Lewes Hill, the mist and cloud is rolling over those small like saddles in the ridge, and the cloud is slowly drifting up the Vale of Edale now. No time to stop. I've got probably another 10 minutes of lung-busting climbing to do, and then I should be at the top where I can set the cameras up, have a breather, and then set the tent up. Okay, I'm just going through a gate. I'll see you shortly. Welcome back. It's now 17:45, and that was a frantic few hours. I was rushing, messing with the cameras that I'd got set up. I'd got my Canon 550D doing various things. The 7D being used as like a filming and talking to camera sort of vibe. But I'd also got my iPhone set up time-lapsing. I'd got the GoPro set up time-lapsing. And I just kept moving them all around. So it was quite a frantic few hours. But, oh my days, absolutely spectacular. Glorious, one might say. That was the best sunset I've ever seen. Simply because you pair an amazing sunset with the fact that we've got an awesome inversion as well. A cloud inversion with the mist and the cloud rolling through the valley. It was just absolutely amazing. Seriously breathtaking. I cannot put it into words. I'm going to have to add the link to my video when I eventually upload it. But, well, what can I say? And then tonight, because the cloud is low and the skies are perfectly clear, we're not getting any light pollution, really. I mean, from usually when you're up in the Peak District, the light pollution from Manchester and Sheffield and then to the north towards Leeds and places like that, it casts an orange glow in the sky. But thankfully, as I was saying, because the cloud's low, it's shrouding those lights. And I can see down towards the village of Castleton now, I can see the light shining on the cloud, and you can just see the glow below the cloud. And I can see that over towards Chapel in the Frith as well. There are a few lights over on some of the higher settlements that are popping just above the cloud. I'm looking at the road now that goes up from Edale over the top of Mamtor, and you can see the cars just stopping just at the top of the cloud, and people getting out to take like photos, and then the cars eventually drop down into the valley and into the abyss. But what can I say? I can't say anything. Absolutely speechless. My plan was to set the camera up, cameras, plural, and get the tent pitched. But after the, I waited till after sunset to do the tent part because I was just so mesmerised. Anyway, that's enough superlatives for now. I will talk to you again in a short while. Welcome back. So it's now the following morning, and I'm back safe and sound in the warmth of home. Last night was absolutely amazing. I think it's going to go down as perhaps my favourite ever solo wild camp in the Peak District, or anywhere for that matter. The conditions were just perfect, and I'm so glad that I managed to time it right as I walked up from Edale and get there just at the right time. After I spoke to you last, I retired to the tent for a while to allow some of the light to fade a little bit, and then I set the camera up to do some time lapses of the stars, and I had one camera pointing at the North Star, and I just left it going for around about 2 hours. So hopefully we're going to get a decent effect of all the stars moving around the North Star. And when the moon finally rose at around about 10:15 last night, well, absolutely stunning, as it was casting a light onto the top of the cloud. So you got the white cloud, and then in various parts you got the orange or like white glow from underneath the streetlights. It was absolutely amazing. All in all, I think I was awake until about 2 a.m. because it was so amazing. And it wasn't really that cold either. I'd got my base layer on until about 9 o'clock, and then I put a fleece on, and then towards midnight I put my down jacket on. But to say it's November, it wasn't really that cold. So I eventually got to bed at around about 2 a.m. and when I set my alarm for 6:30, I looked out of the door of the tent, and sadly I was shrouded in the cloud. So I snoozed the alarm for another 30 minutes. And when the sun was due to rise at 7:05, I eventually stuck my head out of the window. But it was frantic panic because the cloud had just dropped slightly, just enough so I could set the cameras up and do my thing. It was absolutely stunning, it really was. And I was there for around about an hour just looking at everything that was going off and pointing the cameras in various directions. But that, as I say, will definitely go down in history as my favourite ever camp on my own. Thinking back now, it's been a while since I've done a solo camp. I always seem to time it right when I can go with friends, but I mean, my friend Andy was supposed to be with me last night, but he was a slave to the delivery drivers, so he was having to wait in for various deliveries to arrive, but sadly it didn't arrive in time for him to accompany me. But I did meet him for breakfast in Hope at the Woodbine Cafe this morning, so it was nice to catch up with Andy, and hopefully we're going to go for a walk next week before he flies back to Abu Dhabi. But thanks, people, for listening to my ramblings. I'm absolutely speechless, even thinking about it. I've not looked at any of my footage yet or anything like that. I'm gonna be sensible and do all my duties in the house first. I've got to get all my kit out, get it all packed away, dried and everything like that. Ordinarily, I just throw the kit down and get into the video straight away. But not today. I'm going to be responsible. Right, so as always, thanks for listening. When the video arrives online, there will be a link in the description of this audio boo/boom. For you to follow, to go and have a quick look at these things that I've been describing. But if not, you can check out youtube.com/DeanReed. And I'll speak to you all again very soon. Bye for now.